Today we're at Paris & Company at Crane Creek Vineyards in beautiful Young Harris, Georgia, and we're lucky enough to have one of the owners, Nina
Kareem Bukas.
Kareem Bukas. Okay, tell me about that name, first off.
First of all, it's my husband's fault. He comes from this lovely island in the Indian Ocean called Mauritius Island. A lot of them there have that last name, believe it or not. He's the youngest of 11, so there's plenty of it. It's Kareem Bukas. Beautiful spot, but yes, that's where the name comes from.
Now, where is that island located?
Off the coast of Madagascar in the Indian Ocean.
That is interesting.
Very small, little island country, beautiful.
How did a young man from that island end up here in beautiful Young Harris, Georgia?
Well, being the youngest of 11, many of his brothers and sisters before him had already moved to Paris and London and to Europe, so he went that route and ended up in Paris. I took my junior year of college overseas in Paris, and that's where we met. After 20 years in Naples, Florida, working with the wonderful Coral Hospitality down there and the great John E. Ayers, we got the opportunity to come up to Rastown Valley Resort in 2005, and the rest is history. He was there for 10 years. After that, we just decided to wanted to do something different for ourselves.
So tell me a little about your husband's culinary experience.
Well, he has always had a knack for that. He grew up in a large family. Cooking has always just had this special skill. I mean, you can learn things, but there's just something magical about
Heart.
Sid's culinary ways, especially when it comes to fine dining and these cuts of meat that I would not know what to do with, that he just has a knack for. So he was fortunate enough after France to, we landed in Naples, Florida, and just had the most amazing tutors and chefs along the way. So pretty much he just started as an apprentice there, and with experience and these wonderful mentors, he just honed his skill.
Very good.
So Edgewater Beach Hotel in Naples, Florida, then to a freestanding restaurant in Marco Island, which was his first executive chef job, to golf clubs, and then eventually up to Brasstown Valley Resort.
Now you mentioned
in Callaway.
Callaway, mm-hmm. Right. You mentioned mm-hmm. Callaway. That's kind of a noted area.
Well, the funny thing about that was when we decided to move on from Brasstown and try something on our own, mm-hmm. it wasn't quite coming together as quickly as we wanted, and then came this opportunity at Callaway. So that wasn't on our radar. Turned out the same group that was coming up to Brasstown maybe 10 years ago, we're getting the gang back together to kind of do the same thing at Callaway and just get it going again. So
God
3 years of that, yes, it was perfect timing and just what we needed. Gave me the time to work out some menu items and concept and still have an income during that time.
Speaking of menu, my wife and I love here. I would say my favorite is your Sunday brunch. Now, I just had your crab and lobster croissant with some lobster bisque. It was incredible. But
you're a shrimp and grits guy.
Yes. Tell me about that sauce.
That is one of his signature sauces. It is, I wouldn't say, it's a blackened Parmesan cream sauce. So it's not really a Creole. It's not really, he just has...
It's unique.
It's made to order for every single person. It is not a sauce that you can make ahead and sit there
right.
and just put on. So he will create that individually the same way over and over. So, for instance, you can't be vegan on this one because it has heavy. I did try that this weekend for with some oat milk. It wasn't the same. but it can be made without the tasso ham
right.
if you don't want the meat. I like the sauce without the shrimp.
Right.
I just like it over the grit. So,
right.
yeah, it's heavy cream, blacken that shrimp good with a little garlic, a splash of white wine, and then that's where the magic of Sid happens, because I could stand beside him with the same thing, and mine does not turn out like his. But
he is incredible.
Yeah, that's
now,
beautiful.
Also, let's shift. I know your lunch, for example, the mm-hmm. day I had your crab and lobster mm-hmm. croissant, the videographer, Lex had the turkey and brie.
Mm-hmm.
Your sandwiches all are unique. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of turkey sandwiches, not turkey and brie. I mean, you have some nice spins. How did y'all come up with your menu?
Well, we really wanted something that we didn't, that we couldn't find. And we had different flavor combinations that you normally see. And then we wanted to add just a little touch of something extraordinary. So we found, we spent months finding a great brie. Then we went with Boar's Head Turkey because we really liked that product ourselves. And then for a little zing, we wanted a sauce that would bring out the best in both of them. So a little honey mustard we make up ourselves with some French cherry jam. It's a simple recipe, but it's a nice touch to the brie. Just looking for things that aren't way out there, but palate pleasers, you know, things you wouldn't imagine together maybe.
Well, I hate admitting this on video because my wife's going to see this, but I snuck a French fry off of his plate. Your rosemary
frites.
Frites.
Yes.
Wow, was that tasty. How do you come up with that one?
Well, that's a new menu addition. You know, being French, we've always wanted to have frites on the menu. It's a different cut. Normally they're fried in duck fat. It's a different flavor. We've always gone with the steak fries because we couldn't, again, a product we like that we couldn't find here. We wanted something different when we first opened, but we finally found this great product that is gluten-free. It's still just potato, a little bit of rosemary and garlic on there, and then we make our own aioli to go with it. So we know the ingredients of everything. We know what's in there. If you tell us you can't have something, we can tell you if it's in there or not.
Now, talking about your dinner menu, I know that changes. For example, you mentioned the swordfish earlier when we were talking. I love swordfish. But
come
that's
before the end of the month.
Right, it's rotating off. Tell me a little about how you put your dinner menu together and some of your featured items.
Well, what we like to do is we want you to, especially our locals, to know that they can always, some people love the same thing. They can always get a good cut of prime rib. We're keeping that on the menu. We make our beef bourguignon twice a week, all weekend long, because it takes about 3 or 4 hours to slow cook. So we make a batch on Friday and Saturday. And we always keep the duck on the menu. So the duck à l'orange, again, it's not a duck breast. It's a beautiful duck. It's got crispy skin. It's velvety Cointreau sauce on it. So those stay. But we like to give people options that are different as well. So we'll change our seafood up. This month it is swordfish. We had a beautiful sea bass last month. We'll probably bring that back when we can too. Or salmon. Once in a while, as we get to the end of the month, we did a mixed grill 1 month that was beautiful because you don't have to choose. It's all on there. We'll change up the pasta, try a new sauce, give you something different, and then we'll change up, you know, I love stuffing, whether it's fall or summer. So, you know, we'll summerfy it with some apple and brie stuff our chicken with, little fig jam. And right now we're doing Gruyere and wild mushroom stuffing on the chicken, which is good, but there's fall, you know, it's something you can do for every season. And then, you know, we just, not on the menu, but we always have vegan, vegetarian options, gluten-free. We're ready for it. So we'll just come out to the table, see what you like to eat, and since it's all made to order, we'll throw it together.
Now, the best part of the meal.
The dessert.
So
I would say, obviously the creme brulee is a real house favorite. I make that usually 3 times a week. Little Grand Marnier in there just gives it something very special. I always make a house bread pudding. We're doing apple pie bread pudding this month with a salted caramel, but we'll change that up. That seems to be the favorite though, the apple pie version of that. We're now partnering with another local business, Cakes by Melissa in Blairsville. Beautiful cakes and desserts coming out of there. So the things that I can't do myself, and we don't want to use a pre-made frozen product here. So that allows us to get some more great desserts that we may not have the time or the space to make or the expertise that Melissa has. So I'm really proud to feature her cakes now.
They're excellent. We actually met with her a month or two ago, and we actually time-lapsed the making
one. I can't wait to look at that.
It was amazing. They're
a lot goes into that.
It does.
It's an art.
They're very talented. Tell me a little about your catering services.
So catering, we're still doing catering, and we do usually need some advance notice now.
Sure.
So I love doing, like you said, these open houses. We do a little wine tasting in Hayesville just for a private distributor group that gives us a chance mm-hmm. to make small plates that are way off of our menu to do something fun. I love being available for the community. Outside of that, we do weddings. I try to balance that and make sure we're not overstretching our staff. Right. So we do need some lead time. We're pretty sold out for big events for this whole year. In addition to that, we're very fortunate to have several events booked this year right here on Crane Creek property that we will be outside of the restaurant catering at their various venues. And small catering every week, like Fridays, we cater to ourselves. Right down at the tasting room with some small plates and live music. So we are building our staff in that department. I just hired a catering director. So hopefully as we move forward, we can continue to meet the demand out there with our small space here.
I'm glad you mm-hmm. mentioned staff. Mm-hmm. I've eaten here for Sunday brunch. Mm-hmm. I've eaten here for lunch. I've eaten here with my wife several times for dinner. The staff, they're always, I mean, it's like a labor of love. They genuinely care. You
they
can tell.
They are really invested. We have the most wonderful people. When we talk about someone who wants to work with us or we want to work with, it really is more about what do you want your day to be like. You're going to spend a lot of time here, so we want you to be happy.
Sure.
We know you have outside responsibilities, and we just try to keep that communication open. They love our guests.
Right.
They love the food, and so far we've just been really blessed. Wonderful staff, and I think that does show to our customers.
It does.
And it's good for them, too. We're blessed. There's no way we could do any of this without every single person that's with us. Every single one.
And you have a very unique mascot.
Yes, we do.
I was here earlier, and I looked, and I've seen him before, and it reminds me of Key West. Tell me a little about your mascot.
So Beta, he was here before we were, so he had already inhabited the front holly tree and most of the front porch.
And he's a beautiful rooster.
He is a beautiful rooster. Oh, my gosh. I think, like I said, he was here before us. They had named him Beta because of the beautiful colors, I believe, in his feathers, if you see him in the sunshine. And he's the sole survivor from the clutch that was here. And it just seemed like it wouldn't be right to ask him to move. And we'll pull in now. He'll follow the car. And I'll tell you, we could be in the middle of lunch rush. If Chef Sid sees Beta outside the back door, he will stop to feed Beta. Because he's like, he wouldn't be here if he wasn't hungry. I'm like, well, that was two croissants ago. I think he's fine. But maybe he just wants a fresh one. I don't know.
In reference to your menu, what was the thought process in this very unique menu?
So the very beginning, probably 5 years ago, before this was even, we had, this wasn't even on our radar yet, Sid and I would sit on the porch and doodle on Amazon box lids that we were cutting up for recycling, and was like, let's just brainstorm, what are the five things, if we ever have our own restaurant, what would we want? What have people here maybe never tasted? Or just not had it recently, or you know, anything. So we did. We had a little cardboard menu that said the croque monsieur and a croque madame. We really want to do crepes. We'll get there eventually. There's a skill set there that we need to work on. But it was just, what can't we find here? What and if we can, we just didn't want to, let's not buy food and resell it.
Right.
We wanted to make food, and we wanted to make it for people to really enjoy and experience and fellowship around. That might be a little of the Italian in me, but it's usually more of an adventure and an experience combined with good food and beverages. And so, yeah, we thought of it on our porch, and we spent months and months. I don't know how many quiches I made. I don't even remember how many breads we tried with the croque monsieur before we actually said, this will work.
Very good.
Really proud of our quiche. You'll have to, if you can hold back from the shrimp and grits on one Sunday brunch, you try a quiche.
I eat your quiches at your catering.
Oh, that's right. You have had it. Okay, I forgot about
excellent.
That.
No.
Well, you know, that was, having a deep dish quiche was one of my personal goals, to figure out how to get that not to fall and to give it a beautiful plate presentation. You're not just a frozen little thing. But yeah, we want everybody to be able to see that their food is made for them.
Yeah, it's excellent.
And not just, we're not just food service. We wanted to serve food.
Right.
And we wanted to make it. And that's part of the fun. That's the journey. That's the passion, is creating things and trying new flavors and watching people enjoy them. Cracking up if something doesn't quite work out the way you think. But those stay in the back. We eat that.
I understand. This has been a lot of fun. I really appreciate you having us out here at Paris and Company at Crane Creek Vineyards. This was special. I had a lot of fun.
I did too. Thank you, Rick. And thanks for what you're doing to get the word out to the community about all these wonderful places. There are so many great places to go.
We live in a blessed area.
We do. Yeah. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.